now. There's a new equine centre in memory of young jockey Jack de Bromhead. It's being opened in North Dublin in the next short while. 13-year-old Jack died in a pony racing accident in Waterford, September 2022. The centre is going to be opened by Henry and Heather de Bromhead, the family, the mammy and daddy, along with their daughters Mia and Georgia. They're all there on the Child Vision campus in Drumcondra this afternoon. Now, Henry hasn't given any interviews yet, but I think I have him on the line. And Henry, good morning.
Morning.
Thank you very much for joining me. I know you've a very busy schedule ahead of you today. What's happening today, please, Henry?
So we're opening an equine centre in Jack's name in Dublin. It's with Child Vision, who do amazing work through equine therapy up here. Some friends and family got together, spearheaded by Chris Jones and Chris and Afra Jones, some friends of ours too. Chris came, suggested this. They needed a sort of indoor kind of center riding school, as the facilities were all outdoors prior to this. We had been speaking with them prior to Jack's accident, actually, and Chris Jones independently came to the site and saw it all, and he suggested we try and raise the money and name it after Jack. So we're here now and we're looking at it, and there's a beautiful sign with the Jack de Bromhead Equine Centre outside it. So yeah, it's incredible.
I just saw a picture on the RT social media there as well, and we're putting it up as well. A lovely sign and some horses there. So it took 17 months to complete. It's going to give children with visual impairments and additional disabilities access to the best global equine activities in a supportive and purpose design environment. This is just going to be lovely. It's just going to change and help so many lives, Henry, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And and I think two important messages for me are it's children with all disabilities. It's not just visually impaired. So I think that's important. And also it's to be a sort of center of excellence. So people around the country, if they have an equestrian center or riding school or whatever, they can come up and train in this kind of therapy and this kind of equine therapy and bring it back to their area and to their equestrian center. So help kids around them. And also, you know, a lot of these places are quieter during the week, so it could be a good opportunity for everyone, basically. So that's what we're hoping for in the future.
That's wonderful. And you're there with, I presume, some members of your family and friends as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We're all here. We've got a plenty of people
good
here.
Good contingent.
It's great.
That's great. Lovely, yeah. And the fact that, as you say, finally, that, again, you had sort of broached or been broached about the topic before Jack's death, but it's a lovely memory, and it's something positive, and it's hard to believe it's September 2022 now, but it'll be an emotional day. But it's wonderful to see this coming out of this, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's really uplifting for us. We're so happy to be involved in it. And, you know, for yes. Jack's legacy, if it's to help other people with horses, I mean, that's just incredible. We know he'd be extremely proud of it and very honored to have his name to it. So that's what it's about. But the fact that it'll help other people is brilliant for us.
It really is. Henry, I'll let you go to yourself and your good wife and your family there. Mind yourself and God bless, and thank you so much.
Thanks a million.
Thanks very much, Henry. All the very best. 083-333-3975. As you know, Jack from County Waterford. I think I inadvertently said just at the start of the chat there that he had died in Waterford. Obviously, people know he fell from his mount while he was taking part. I think it was the Glen Bay Racing Festival in Ross Bay Beach, at Ross Bay Beach in County Kerry, September 2nd.